The following podcast has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. This is episode 169. I am your host, former dirt sheet writer from Daily DDT, the Sportster, the richest, ringside news, and sports Kita. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Lee Walker, and talk about a twist with WWE's NXT moving to the CW in October of 2024. Now, I'm sure some of you are just as shocked as I am, since recently we had heard that the CW was going to have the NWA program, NWA Power, on the network. And now we don't know about that. So, here's what we do know. We do know that this broadcast deal had been reportedly been in the works for months. Now, on the TKO earnings call on Tuesday, this move was said to be an increase of 70% for WWE's programming NXT. Now, the current deal with the USA Network is about $15 million per year. It was Pro Wrestling Insider who broke the news prior to WWE's announcements on this. And the claim is to believe that this deal with the CW is somewhere around $35 to $37 million per year. Now, WWE SmackDown will also be moving from the Fox network to the USA network. And ladies and gentlemen, another shocker, WWE is looking to rehome WWE's Monday Night Raw and shopping around for new networks for that show, which to me is kind of surprising. I've always thought that WWE Raw, you know, was great for both between WWE and the USA Network. They have left the USA Network before with Raw, as it had been part of Spike TV. But times are changing, I guess, right? It is reported that NXT will remain on Tuesdays, which is a good thing. However, this is a bad thing for NWA and NWA Power. As I had said, it was rumored that the CW was going to have the NWA Weekly show, NWA Power, with the reality show that was filmed related to the NWA owner, Billy Corgan. We did hear from Samantha Starr here on Perched on the Top Rope. You can find that on YouTube. And like podcast from Apple, Spotify, Google, anywhere podcasts are found, it's Perched on the Top Rope. It was episode 165 with the perfect knockout Samantha Starr, as she had revealed to us that they had been filming the reality show already for a year. So make sure you go back and listen to that, because the dirt sheets picked a lot of that up. You know, you can also go back and listen to our interview at 167. Yoshitatsu is perched on the top rope, as he revealed a lot of information in that interview, and a lot of stuff from that interview got picked up as well. Now, PWI also said that a lot of NWA talents were blindsided by this, and that they can also expect a lot of wrestlers to want to leave the NWA. Now, I'm sure some of you are questioning what happened, and as far as we know, it has to do with the controversial cocaine spot. So what it was at the latest NWA pay-per-view, Father James Mitchell was seen snorting cocaine, and other wrestlers or people among his group faction were taking part in this little party off to the side of the broadcast. Supposedly, this had caused issues with the NWA broadcast deal and the CW network. I mean, it was literally days after this report that WWE announced a deal with CW network. So they might not have even had a deal with the CW network. There is no reason why, in my opinion, that spot had to be done. I mean, we do have Speedball Mike Bally, for crying out loud, and if you know what a speedball is, well, you've done some things. Just saying. Anyway, when it comes to WWE, we also took notice that Vince McMahon put up more than 8 million shares of Class A TKO stock for sale. That's a lot of stock. It's actually a significant chunk of his ownership in the company, which would even cede some of the board members like Ari Emanuel and Mark Shapiro. It would actually take McMahon out of being a top owner. So according to the new announcement from TKO, McMahon is selling 8.4 million shares of his Class A stock in the company, which is roughly 30% of his stake in the company. This is roughly around $700 million. To which TKO will buy 100 million worth of the stock, which Endeavor CEO Ari Emanuel will purchase $1 million worth of the stock, and Endeavor President Mark Shapiro will purchase $850,000 of the stock, with remaining stock worth roughly around $598 million at closing price will be sold to the public. Now, also, Vince McMahon was listed by the company as a possible liability in a filing with Securities and Exchange Commission. This comes less than 2 months since TKO filed that all 28.84 million shares of McMahon's Class A stock in a newly minted company were listed for sale, which led to speculation that the company was looking for any way basically to get rid of McMahon. Especially since McMahon was served a subpoena for federal grand jury as well as a search warrant. Now, Mr. McMahon had briefly retired last year from WWE after an investigation was launched into his use of company funds to make hush money payments to former employees, but would later return to help facilitate the merger with UFC back in April. Since then, the outspoken executive has been seemingly pushed out of his role as the creative force behind WWE, with Endeavor siding with WWE Chief Content Officer Paul Levesque, a.k.a. Triple H, which might explain why the product has been so much better. Now I went off on a little rabbit hole there, and I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, as I was talking about the NXT deal with CW, but also with NWA, with that whole cocaine spot. Now, it was previously reported by Halls of Wrestling that NWA had landed two television deals with the CW network. Halls of Wrestling subsequently also reported that the cocaine spot with Father James Mitchell and others at NWA, Sam Hain, may have a negative impact on the deal the CW network then announced.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Obviously, that WWE NXT would be moving there in October 2024. Billy Corgan discussed the NWA side of the situation on Drew Garbo Live, to which Billy Corgan had this to say. I'd like to say, first and foremost, we are a television content producer. Wrestling in the 21st century is television first and everything else second, Billy Corgan said. That's not to say that the second is not important, but if you can't drive from television down, you're going to have a hard time building an audience. Certainly being on national television in any capacity, digital or otherwise, broadcast network, that's how you reach the most people. Going into a market like Sarasota, as will be Saturday after next, having people have a routine to reach our television product is part of what makes people want to see the matches. We are free on YouTube, but the way YouTube works and the way people's schedules are, unless they go looking for stuff, they may not know you're there. Television deals are at the core of it. And that has been a ton of speculation lately. And I stand by what I said. We have two television deals with a top 20 network, and that's all I can say now. There's a lot of speculation that's not true, but I can stand here and say, hand on heart, that it's absolutely true. Now, NWA has not officially announced a television deal, so Billy Corgan is saying there's a deal, but as of right now, we don't know. We just don't. Now we've talked about NWA, we've talked about WWE a little bit. Let's talk AEW, shall we? Now, this past Wednesday, Mariah May became All Elite, making her debut in a backstage segment on AEW Dynamite. We also saw Samoa Joe vacate the ROH Television Championship on AEW Dynamite in preparation for a world title pursuit. Just like everyone else, he wants to go after MJF. Speaking of MJF on Dynamite, we watched him successfully defend the world title against Daniel Garcia in the AEW opener. But what is shocking in all of this is the fact that an AEW superstar has been potentially let go from the company. We are speculating on this, as the Bunny has taken all references of AEW out of her social medias. She has created an OnlyFans, and AEW has removed her from the roster page on their website. Now, the Bunny was the manager to the Butcher and the Blade. So if they are, in fact, getting rid of the Bunny, I would also assume that possibly the Butcher and Blade might not be too far behind. I would also like to note that the Bunny had just gotten an AEW chase figure, 1 of 5,000. Now, the last thing I want to talk about, folks, is CM Punk. There's been several teases on WWE TV for CM Punk. The speculation has only been fueled by numerous teases coming from both parties, CM Punk and WWE, and all signs now seem to point towards the former WWE champion returning to the company and potentially appearing at Survivor Series in his hometown of Chicago, Illinois, which reports stating that it was a safe bet that CM Punk would be at the show on November 25th. You know, during stints with commentary in the MMA promotion Cage Fury Fighting Championship, Punk had made a remark that he had a free schedule for the next 2 months, which coincidentally would tie in with the Survivor Series show and possible return. He also responded to a fan asking whether he would be at the show by saying it would be difficult to buy a ticket rather than outright deny whether he'd appear or not. He instead fueled rumors in typical CM Punk fashion. Now, the CFFC had also dropped other hints. One of the commentators had like a WWE emblem in his jacket at one point also. But WWE themselves have also dropped several teases, including numerous references of Punk's character on television, primarily coming from World Heavyweight Champion Seth Rollins, although Shinsuke Nakamura probably had the best one, hitting Ricochet with a GTS. Genuinely, fans believe that the best in the world is coming back soon, and these little hints have only made it worse. To add fuel to the fire, the Wrestling Observer had noted that WWE and Punk were in talks, but other reputable journalists such as Fightful have shut that down, noting that Triple H and company want to make it clear that the former WWE champion isn't returning, so fans don't expect to see him at Survivor Series and get disappointed when he doesn't show up, because we know that happens all the time. Now, to add more fuel to the fire, CM Punk's profile on WWE's website has been updated. As fans have been anticipating the WWE return for Punk, they've been looking out for any hints and clues that could provide an update. And one eagle-eyed individual noticed that the company had updated his profile on their official website recently. Taking to X, formerly known as Twitter, the user shared a photo that alerted users to the fact that his profile had recently been modified. Now the picture is, you go to WWE.com, WWE Superstars, CM Punk, and there's a link, CM Punk. 19 hours ago, CM Punk's official WWE alumni profile featuring bio, career highlights, classic moments, and more. Fans were of the belief that if he isn't to return, the decision to update his profile, which is currently on the alumni page of the website for the WWE roster, would be a bizarre one. The update has done nothing but continue to convince fans that he will be showing his face in the company that he once called home. As again, other journalists have said no, including Fightful's Sean Ross Sapp, who pointed out that WWE has also updated pages for the likes of Jim Ross, Adam Rose, and WCW, making it clear that the modifications to the profile comes from the editorial team and probably shouldn't be an indication of a CM Punk return. Well, fans, whether you want to believe it or not that CM Punk is making a return, that will be up to you. I, for one, will be looking out at Survivor Series to see if CM Punk returns, but I also don't have my hopes up. But as I've always said, ladies and gentlemen, spoiler-free's the way to be. So I guess we'll have to find out November 25th. Ladies and gentlemen, you can go anywhere and everywhere to find Perched on the Top Rope podcast from Apple, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, Podbean, Podbay, Red Circle, you name it, we're there. We're also on YouTube at youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope or youtube.com/perchedonthetoprope. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/perchedonthetoprope. We are on X, it's Perched Top Rope. You can find us on Instagram and Threads at Perched on the Top Rope Podcast. We are on TikTok, it is Perched on the Top Rope, and we are on twitch.tv/perchedonthetoprope, where I am playing Fortnite AEW Fight Forever, as I am in the top 150 for Stadium Stampede and WWE 2K23. Now, this coming weekend, I will be talking about some shows coming up, as far as meet and greets, that is, so be on the lookout for that, which includes the big event, which is this weekend. So all I have to say, ladies and gentlemen, is remember, spoiler-free's the way to be. I'm out.